Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I've been thinking a lot about these programs as I've prepared them. I've been thinking, as I've said the last couple of days, I've been thinking about the faith that God wants to give us, that He never asks something of us without supplying us with what we need to say yes. He never asks, even when it seems impossible, He never asks without supplying the grace we need to carry it out. The problem is our faith or lack of faith. I can't do this. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. We can get ourselves in quite a dither because something seems beyond us. It's the time always to go to the Lord. And if you're going to the Lord every day, then when something comes that's difficult, you're practiced, you've got the pattern down, you've made a habit of it, and you turn to Him. Lord, help me. Show me the way. Take time every day, right in the middle of the day. This is apart from your regular prayer time. Make sure you've got at least a half hour with God and His Word every day. Don't miss it. Don't skip it. Unless you're very sick or someone in your family is very sick, unless there's an emergency. Other than that, make it a priority. Make it the priority. And allow God's Word to become life-giving for your faith. It's true. What Scripture tells us about God, what Scripture tells us about ourselves, is true. Don't take on or don't hang on to the world's definition. You're far, infinitely more than what the world says you are. Draw near to Him so that you can hear His voice, so that you can do what He asks. The first reading is taken from the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 7 to 10. Children, let no one deceive you. The person who acts in righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. If you do what's right, if you do what is good and true, we become righteous as he is righteous. Whoever sins belongs to the devil, because the devil has sinned from the beginning. Indeed, the Son of God was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. No one who is begotten by God commits sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he is begotten by God. In this way, the children of God and the children of the devil are made plain. No one who fails to act in righteousness belongs to God, nor anyone who does not love his brother. Now, brothers and sisters, this doesn't mean that we aren't going to fail or we aren't going to fall. But that sin, those sins can be forgiven, wiped away, if we simply repent. It's the sin that we cling to. It's the sin that, oh, well, this is just me. It's, yeah, well, this is just too much part of me. I can't be any different. It's that attitude that leads us into serious trouble. It's that attitude that makes us, which I say, vulnerable to the work of the enemy, to the lies of the enemy, to the discouragement that the enemy wants to give you, the depression, the fear, the hatred, whatever it is. He will inject that in you unless you are really looking to God, unless you really are saying, I am the Son of God, son with a small s, but I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. And I want to live my life in such a way that it's clear. That doesn't mean I have to talk all the time about God. But my priorities, my relationships, where I find fun, where I find the things that are good and beautiful in life, all of those are indicators to other people. You have something I don't have. What is it that you have? And then the door is open to you to begin to talk about faith. Please, brothers and sisters, hear me. This is my third day of saying this, but hear me. You need to grow in faith. I need to grow in faith. We all do. So that we have the clarity, so that we have a certain security, so that we have the wisdom that we need to help people through the hard times, to draw people close to Him, to show that He is merciful, that He is loving. God needs His ambassadors. He needs His sons and daughters, because the world wants to shut out the voice of God. It wants to shut out the name of God. But in our hearts, if we're honoring that name, if in our hearts we're making decisions for faith, to live out of faith, the more God draws near and the more evidence begins to be seen of His presence. God wants to work through us. He could change our society in a nanosecond to something totally different. But He works through us and He works through our free will. So the question is, have you chosen, Lord, I want to grow in faith and I want to turn away from those things that compromise my faith, those things that belittle my faith, those things that can even take my faith away. I want to make a change, Lord, in my life. I want to follow You. I want to live out of the truths that You have given me. I want to live out of Your power. I want to live out of Your grace and not my own. Make that your daily prayer. And watch how the eyes of your heart, so to speak, are enlightened. How your mind gets clearer. Your priorities shift. Let's make this a year, Lord. Let's make this a year. And ask the Lord to give us the grace to grow in faith, a year of faith again. Yes, we've celebrated it in the whole church, but I'm encouraging you as listeners to this program, make this a year of faith for yourself. Ask God for the grace to grow. He will never deny you. Psalm 98 says, all the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. The Lord comes. He comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice. He will rule the peoples with equity. He will be a good God, a just God, a kind God. Invite Him into your life, into your world. Say, Lord, I want You to be Lord. I know I'm speaking about this very strongly, but my sense is it's essential. It's crucial for our life here and for our life hereafter, that we grow in faith, because our society is such that every day what goes on in the world can so easily erode our faith. We have to make a choice. We won't drift into heaven, as I've said before. It doesn't work that way. We've got to make a choice, and a clear choice, and a desire to live by that choice. No matter how many mistakes a day we commit, keep going after it. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, this is John the Baptist now, standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. He's pointing Him out now. He's indicating Him. The two disciples heard what He said and followed Jesus. They've been with John, and John says, there, behold, the Lamb of God. That's the Messiah. They immediately left and followed Jesus. What about you and me? When we hear the truth, do we immediately leave what we're doing or who we're with in a certain sense and turn toward God? Or do I just go about business as usual? Oh yeah, I had a nice thought today. Did you act on that thought? It could well be an inspiration to follow Jesus more closely. Jesus turned and saw them following Him, and said to them, what are you looking for? And they said to Him, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? Look at that interchange. Jesus turns, He sees that they're following Him, so He says, what are you looking for? I wonder what tone of voice, what are you looking for? And they said to him, Rabbi, where are you staying? I mean, I'm sure they didn't quite know what to say. They just knew this is a holy person and I'm being drawn. And so where do you live? Kind of logical. He said to them, come and you will see. Jesus is saying to you today, come. Say to Jesus, Lord, where are you staying? It's fine to use that expression. Where are you staying? Where are you right now in my life? What are you doing? How can I see you? How can I follow you more closely? And Jesus says, come, come, and you will see. And that means spend time with him. So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 PM. I love this verse. It was about 4 PM. Isn't it true when something happens and it profoundly touches us? One of the things when we're sharing that story with someone else, one of the things we often do is to talk about what kind of day it was and what time it was when it happened. And here you see that exact thing happening. It was about 4 PM. They had an encounter with the Messiah. They knew something was very different here. And they knew that Jesus had said, come, come and you will see. And Jesus is saying that to you and me today. Come, come closer. Come nearer. Come and you will see. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated Christ. And then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. So here's Andrew bringing his brother to Jesus. Look at that example. Do you reach out to others? He had heard John and he followed Jesus, and then he found his brother Simon and he brought Simon, who became Peter, he brought him to Jesus. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing with those we love? Bring them to Jesus. The greatest act of love you can give to another, the greatest act of love is to bring them to Jesus, bring them closer to Jesus. There are all kinds of ways to do it. Ask the Lord. It might be a book. It might be a magazine article. It might be an invitation to something, as I've said before. It might be a link that you give them and say, look at that and tell me what you think of it. There are all kinds of ways. You don't bombard people, but you ask the Lord, teach me how to do this. How to show your presence that they might come to know who you really are. Ask the Lord, he'll show you, he'll lead you. But first of all, you draw near to him, you listen to him, you stay with him, and then reach out. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.